Welcome to the Sacred Feminine Power Podcast, where we explore the many facets of feminine power and why it is so important for women and for men to step into this power in our world at this time. This is Emmy from Feminine Revered, and my beautiful guest for today is Catherine Toomey. Catherine is a massage therapist as well as a Reiki, pregnancy massage, aromatherapy, and reflexology practitioner. She's also a best-selling author, accomplished actor, and an entertainer, and lives in Melbourne, Australia. Her catchphrase is building from the ruins. Beautiful. Welcome, Catherine. It's lovely to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's a blessing to have you join us. And I am excited to see where our conversation is going to flow today. Now, since my podcast is called Sacred Feminine Power, I love to start by asking, what does sacred feminine power mean to you personally?
I like the word sacred and feminine and power together because I think there's a lot of emphasis on power being a male ideology, men for strength and maybe men for dominance. And so to have those words together, it reminds me of the power of being a woman and the backgrounds that we have where power is just so much more associated in the masculine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Beautiful. I have a feeling that we're going to dive a little bit deeper into this in just a moment. But before we go there, Catherine, I would love to hear from you about a challenge that you have faced on your path that's really helped you to activate the sacred feminine power within you.
So I had to think about this because I'm quite a physical person. I've had three children, so I think that as a feat of womanhood, I'm really proud of that. But I'm very intimidated by my own organs, I guess, and I think that I find when I'm most out of my comfort zone, it's when other women are having that sense of comfortability talking about their female organs. And I just feel like I'm always going to be the scared, the one that, you know, ends up being a little bit of a child in the nature of it. And so I think my strength for achievement is learning about how to accept my femaleness in a physical sense, and I guess one of the ways that I'm doing that is working with the power of the menstrual cycle, because I find I'm my most normal self when I'm in my menstrual cycle. And so controlling my emotions and feelings around that is really something I'm only just starting to express. And this is the most honest I've actually ever been. I realized when I was, you know, taking down notes for my conversation that I was actually going to choose to be really honest, because it's just not something that I really touch on or talk about too much without being giggly.
Well, thank you, Catherine. I really appreciate you opening up about this and sharing so vulnerably about something that you are not used to talking about or sharing about. And as you say, that makes you giggly when you normally talk about it. So I really, really appreciate that. Would you be willing to share a little bit more about where do you feel this discomfort or uncomfortability around your body as a female body is stemming from?
So I think in my career, when you're offering your service, when you're offering yourself to bring in health and energy to another person, I think that there's a tendency to close off and to the secretary, the receptionist, for myself, just takes over for the structure of how the rest of my life is going to play out. And I get a little bit lost in how much joy and how happy it makes me when I'm helping people in my business, when I'm helping clients, when I'm helping somebody with issues with their back or their neck or their hips and things like that. And so the whole structure is, you know, in clear ignorance of gender. And so, yeah, for me, I'm so filled with gender that it's hard in my own nature to then get myself back to a place where I'm cool being me, except, of course, in my own massage environment. So as a massage therapist, obviously I have regular massage. And so that's what I'm balancing with. That's my structure of, I guess, there's such a limited space where you can actually talk about these things and feel like the audience is hearing what they want to hear. Because I guess my conversations are really about how you can make yourself feel beautiful and amazing just within the constructs of massage. And I think what I like is that in the field that I work in, there's other practitioners that then take over. And they're in a way illuminating me in areas that I didn't even know I needed to learn about it for myself.
I love that openness to learning and allowing others' practices and processes and teachings to also open things up for you. That's really beautiful. What would you say is the hidden blessing or the divine meaning in this challenge that you have been facing now that you have seen it from a bigger picture perspective or are coming to the other side of it?
I think it gives me some buoyancy to have more of a healing after having my children. I think that I just kind of closed down a little bit in my heart. I just closed down and it's just health and it's just career and taking care of other people. And I make those really important. And then I feel like from the point of view of pain, which is something that I'm helping people to manage all the time, I think that the pain is it's a reason why people become really gender interpreted, because they are having some kind of body pain, physical pain, a backache or headache or shoulder pain and things like that. I think that those sorts of pains create a huge amount of gender black and white. And so what I see in my own work, massaging and body work and relaxation, or someone who's really smart knowing that after the massage their muscles in particular areas of their body are going to feel better, knowing that it helps them to relax into who they are rather than the gender of who they are.
Okay, I'm trying to still wrap my head around what you just shared there around gender and gender interpretations. That's really interesting because I haven't really heard about it from that perspective before. So that's super exciting and interesting to hear you talk about that. I'm wondering if you could share a little bit more about learning to live with your cycle. You mentioned that earlier. That is something that you are learning to do and are becoming more and more comfortable with in terms of understanding more about your cycles as a woman and perhaps how these might be related to the lunar cycles that I know you have written about recently as well.
Definitely I don't feel like I am in control of my cycle in any way. I feel like I'm at that stage where it's more of a blessing, and I feel quite honored to have that experience every month. I cannot explain how exciting it is to be around people that feel that wealth and that that absolute joy of the dawning of that moment when you're in control of I actually feel like I'm in control of all my thoughts when I'm on my menstrual cycle. I feel like there's a part of my brain saying, nah, see, this is how it should be all the time, I say to myself. But obviously that's not how it's meant to be. Obviously from a physical point of view, it would be extremely exhausting. And I just want to say for people suffering from endometriosis and people that get the heavy periods and people that have had hysterectomies and all the different oblong shapes that come on either side or all around the menstrual cycle, I just want to say how much I empathize and share my most possible kindness to those people, because while I am just so fortunate in my period, in my menstrual cycle, I have a reasonably easy flow. Being such a physical person, I do get directed how to work through it so that I'm having my ups and downs. And I think that we're so lucky to have other women journeying ahead of us to inspire the younger generation to embrace their period. And, you know, the wonderful, even from an environmental point of view, the wonderful pants that I see in the shops now, where you don't have to worry. If you're someone like me that constantly worried about using the pads because of the environment and things like that, it's really good to have pickups for when you feel like you want to be in the environment and when you feel like you don't want to be in the environment. So I am so lucky. And, you know, for people that are really struggling, I have so much compassion, because their gender fluidity is, their femaleness is so increased. And I just, you know, for me as a person that does body work, it's such a gift to be able to massage someone that's experiencing their menstrual cycle, because we're so full in our bodies when we're, you know, going through that cycle each month. And I guess a little bit about how it relates to the moon. I guess from my point of view, I actually decided it didn't relate in too much of a way to the moon, because I really wanted to share the idea of turning a little bit more inward. But then it also really does depend on your relationship to, I don't want to say to the moon, but it depends on your relationship to yourself from an esoteric point of view. So if you're an esoteric sort of person, then of course tuning to the moon is something that you can do, but I tend to go against the grain and actually tend to find that I see myself becoming quite lonely if I do that. So I kind of like the moon to be there as a watery, beautiful, feminine light, but I highly recommend the obvious things of in my book Lunar Wisdom, I actually have shared with 12 other beautiful authors, and they've all put at the back of our book different sorts of spells that you can do for the different stages of the lunar cycle. So depending on where you are having your menstrual cycle, you would pick up on where the moon is at. So if it's waning or the various different cycles that the moon goes through. But my recommendation was this bath ritual, which I just absolutely love. The idea of pouring yourself into the water with your beautiful rose quartz, with your beautiful, you know, that's the crystal for unconditional love, which is such a nice crystal to keep around you during the menstrual cycle. A candle. Maybe like a pink candle for unconditional love, maybe a blue candle for calming and for wisdom, because bringing all these things together is such a beautiful experience for you to join in the aging of yourself as it happens in a beautiful, feeling, delicious kind of way. It just ages you, but you get to be present rather than the normal running around that you would be otherwise doing, assumably. And the bath is, it's a cleansing in a way, incorporating the candles and the crystals and some bath minerals and things. It's bringing yourself into your own body. You can rest your bones. You can feel your elbows. You can feel the joints. You can feel your hip bones and your hamstrings and your knees and your ankles. You can give yourself a little calf massage. You can, you know, do a little bit of stretching in the bath and pull those hip bones up to your, as far as you can go. you can really stretch and make your heart sort of join in your mind in the recovery of what you have as a body in every other day. So that's what I feel is such an accomplishment for people that are still fortunate enough to have their menstrual cycle. And you know, the structure of it for me is just to be feeling so lucky, feeling so blessed and honored. I really feel strongly about this.
Yes, I can hear that, and it certainly is. It certainly is an honor and a privilege for those of us who are able to consciously work with our cycles and work with the phases of the cycle, really nurture and nourish ourselves when we are menstruating, when we're in that part of the cycle, and perhaps even start gifting our blood to the forest, to the trees, to back to Mother Earth, which is another level of this conscious menstruation as well. And it's so very true what you said earlier about there are so many women who are struggling with their cycles, who have very painful menstruations and who find it very difficult to relate to their cycle from a more esoteric or spiritual perspective. Would you say that your book that you mentioned, Lunar Wisdom, is a good handbook, so to speak, for women to read if they are interested in learning more about their own cycles and interested in learning more about how to consciously connect with the moon?
Yes, actually, I find that a book that is written by an amount of contributing authors is such an amazing place to feel like you are being resourced. You feel like you can flip from one to another. You feel like there's that sense of empowerment because all the people that are contributing are coming together. So there's already a sense of togetherness. You're going to get different points of view. You're going to get different soul energy. So in one book, you're going to just have this one, you know, in-depth experience, which is obviously going to either you're going to attune to it and think it's for you, or you're going to think, oh, look, that's just not for me, and put it down. But with a multi-author book, I think what I've found with reading other multi-author books is that there's something about the challenge and reading about the challenge of one person after another person after another person that just it compounds that event in you where you feel like I'm experiencing something. And when you experience something through a book, you're much more likely to bring or to implement the strategies or the guidance into your life, because it's like a forward process. So you read and then you think, oh, that's really good, I might try that. So, yes, I would recommend this. It is subtitled Reconnecting with the Divine Feminine Through Ritual, Spells, Magic, and the Phases of the Moon. And so that's really to assimilate what it is to be womanly, what it is to be, I mean, a lot of the information in here is about the cycles of the moon. So you're going to learn lots about the moon. And then there's really, like you say, there's a real vulnerability in this book, which I really, really like. And I just found for myself in my chapter that I expressed a part of me that just wasn't writing a chapter about something in my life. It was taking what had happened to me in stages, and it actually allowed me to grow and to journey through the interpretation of acknowledging other people that have read the book or will read the book, and the sharing and the, it's like you say, you know, taking the blood to the forest. I so relate to that in the most extreme way, you know. And I think how I can share in writing about the moon in this book is that it's the best way for me to express, because I'm such a sharer and I really love giving, and it can be so hard. And so I feel like I've done something that for me is really hard, and then I hope that someone else who reads my chapter and the other amazing chapters also has something that is hard in their life, an obstacle of some sort in their life that they're able to just move through, and that could be how the moon could help them.
Yes, absolutely. That's beautiful. And we'll include the link to the book in the show notes so our listeners can easily find their way to it. If our listeners wanted to find out more about you, Catherine, and perhaps work with you as well, what's the easiest way to find you?
Okay, so I work as a massage therapist. That's my day-to-day, and I love my job. It's my soul on fire. Just mending people makes me feel so happy. It makes me feel young. It makes me feel self-love. And I the best way to contact me is the Facebook Catherine Toomey Massage. So looking for me on Facebook, Catherine Toomey Massage is the best way to go for me.
Wonderful. That's great. We'll include that information as well in the show notes. Is there anything else that's arising for you right now, Catherine, that you would like to share with our audience?
Wow. I would just like to encourage people to, listeners, to meditate and to spend time with themselves, but also seek the wisdom from a therapist, someone in the area. Look them up. Don't go to a walk-in center. Find somebody that has, you know, crystals in their window. Find somebody that is wanting to manifest for you a deeper life. Find a massage therapist that really wants to help you be at peace in your body more, and put it in your diary to get this massage for yourself, because it will change the way you look at your life.
It's a very beautiful prompt and reminds me that I need to be doing that more often myself as well. So thank you. Thanks, Catherine, for sharing all that you've shared, and thank you for doing all the beautiful work in the world that you do. Really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Now, everybody, just for a moment, let's focus our intention and our awareness on this beautiful energy that's been activated, and imagine sending this energy to everybody and everything on our planet. So remember that we are all one, and that the more of us have the courage to step into our sacred feminine power, the more quickly our planet will also heal and ascend. Thank you so much for listening.